The Shape of Silence. We pass the silence back and forth like a conversation or a cellar of salt. Only the clink of a fork on a chipped plate, a swallow from the glass of white wine, the scrape of a chair pushed back. Only an occasional question. Is the rice too salty? Any mail? Did you water the roses? Is our love tired and old, sleeping most of the day, bored out of its metaphorical mind? Should we sail to the Galapagos, spend a weekend in Paris, hoping to reignite the gone-ago blaze? Or is this the silence after years of sharing children, chicken pox, summers on Cape Cod, cancer, arthritis, shingles, and grandchildren winning soccer trophies, riding two-wheelers and falling asleep in our arms, the silence of lamplight, the flight of a swallow, the silence of apricots in a crystal bowl, and footsteps fading on a winter's walk.